Terry Hyland, new Leitrim manager. You're not very long in the job, I know, but obviously you're focusing ahead. You have taken on the Leitrim challenge and you're looking forward to it, I'd say.
Ah, yes. I mean, it's new, and you know what I mean? I always like working with young people, and getting into Leitrim is going to be probably, I don't consider it a challenge as per se. I think it's a job of work, and I think that when you have good materials to work with, it makes it a lot easier.
Absolutely, and of course, you had a brilliant managerial career with Cavan at under 21 and senior level. Obviously, the Leitrim challenge will be different.
Well, I believe it's not actually that different. I believe that if you, you know, put in the tools and give the tools to the players to work with, that they can all improve. And I think there's no difference in any county, even a match where you go to any club. And I think if you give them the a plan and a format to bring them forward, I think that they all can improve.
Absolutely. Obviously, you're seeing a senior game here, senior Leitrim Senior Club Championship game between Alan Gales and Melvin Gales. You'll be probably getting around to see a lot of senior games in the coming weeks and see what's available, the type of talent that's available in Leitrim.
Well, that's true, and I was just watching it, and it was a very traditional game. It's a little bit maybe different than what we are normally used to looking at, as we call Ulster-style football. So, you know, it was probably refreshing from that point of view, but maybe there's a certain, you know, lack of thought put into maybe the process. You know, I mean, it's a game that we will have to look at how Leitrim play going forward, and it'll have to be developed in a manner that is going to get them success.
Absolutely. Obviously, you're going to be looking at a number of players over the coming months, and that's going to be a big factor. You'll assemble the panel and you'll see, get things going from there, I guess.
Yeah, well, what early it is, yeah, it's only mid-August, you know, we won't be putting anybody in probably end of October, so we have lots of time to look at lads and see what the new talent is. And, you know, there's some good young footballers out there probably who will put their hands up in the championship to come in, and maybe there are some older guys who might decide that they might want to come back, and everybody is welcome. That's the one thing with us, we've opened everybody with open arms.
And obviously you talked a little bit about the Ulster style of football. You might be considering that going forward, but with the players you have?
Yeah, well, we look to see what we have and how lads can set up. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, you have to set your stall to work with the guys that you have in place at the time, and we'll see where that works works for Leitrim. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, there's no point in putting in something that lads either A, don't like doing or can't work with, but we have to put a plan in place that's going to bring them forward.
And Leitrim, of course, are in Division 4 of the Alliance National League. You'll be hoping maybe that that might be a situation, a target to get out of.
Well, of course it has to be. That has to be the first target. You know, lads play better football the higher grade that they play at. You know, when you go up Division 3s, Division 2s, it's the thought process is much faster. And, you know, I mean, the end of the day, as I tell people, it's your brain that tells your foot what to do with the football. So you've got to think quicker. And that's what we've got to get Leitrim lads, thinking faster, looking ahead. As I said, it's not what you have when you have the ball in hand, it's the next move.
And you've only been appointed to the job this week, so you haven't had too much time, but I suppose you'll be looking at assembling a backroom team and getting all the support you can going forward.
Yeah, well, to be fair, I know they have SSC guys is already in place in Leitrim. I have got two fellows coming in with me as selectors for now, for going forward. We look at all the different strands and venues where we have to put things together, but we have plenty of time to do that.